Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. In this segment, we're joined by Karen Hibbard. She's the director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. It's December. How did that happen?
I don't know. This year's flying by. It really is.
It's time for us to turn our chuckles into ho, 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 and we are just thrilled to be able to celebrate the holiday seasons here in Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah, you know, in the holiday time, everyone kind of sometimes boo-hoos the holidays, and I love the holiday season, and Manhattan's so dressed up nicely this time of year.
Absolutely. It's just truly, you know, some of the tags that Manhattan goes by is Manhappiness, and I think that certainly at this time of the year, with all of the sparkle that is going on in the community, it does make people happy. And so it's a great place to be able to promote and to invite people to come to visit and to enjoy our offerings.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the holiday season and what that all entails here in the city of Manhattan. A lot of folks out doing their shopping this time of year, and it's even maybe from out of town.
Sure, absolutely. And we do encourage those out-of-town visitors to come. And actually, this weekend, there's a special event that is being held at the Blue Earth Plaza, a continuation of the Festival of Lights. That this weekend, it is the Family Fun Carnival, an ice sculpting competition from 11 until 3, I believe, is the time frame. I might have to double check on that time exactly, but check out the Blue Earth Plaza, where you will be able to enjoy some activities all free, and then there will be 9 ice sculptors that will be there turning blocks of ice into beautiful ice creations. And so go be inspired at the Family Fun Carnival and ice sculpting competition in Blue Earth Plaza, and then we encourage you to be little elves and scurry into the mall and downtown Aggieville, West Loop, Seth Child's Commons to do your Christmas shopping.
Love this time of year. It's just a festive time, and you know, downtown looks great as well. And Santa Claus, I think, is at the mall right now. So
absolutely, and don't forget that this Friday tonight you will be. We're kicking it off with the Mayor's Holiday Parade, and food contributions go to the Flint Hills Bread Basket. It's a great way for you to be able to enjoy the season with lights and just the fun. There's always excitement with that parade, and certainly providing for those that are a little less fortunate this time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. 5:30 is when that thing kicks off. Holidays, obviously important, but the whole fourth quarter, I know, is a big time for you guys to kind of reflect on the end of the year.
Absolutely. And we will be doing our fourth quarter presentation to the City Commission on Tuesday, December the 17th. That opportunity, because we're not completely through the fourth quarter, it will be a wrap-up of most of our activity throughout the year, and then we'll give a complete report for 2019 in the beginning of 2020. But the fourth quarter is always a good time for us to talk about what is happening and how things are going. And we already know that at this time of the year, our attendance in our hotels with people being active with family gatherings, et cetera, that we probably have passed our busiest week in hotel stays. And I always like to share that with what was that busiest week. And the fourth quarter, that busiest week was October the 20th through the 26th. And we had a 75.9% occupancy, almost a 76% occupancy. To remind folks of what was going on that week, that was homecoming for KSU. It was a great football win. Thank you, Coach K, for beating Oklahoma. And that really brings in a lot of people into our town. Kansas State football, Kansas State athletics makes a big difference for our community when we have activities that we are hosting. So we'll be talking more in detail with our commissioners about how well we have performed during the fourth quarter. I also wanted to share with you that our sales team is always working to the future and having that opportunity to expose ourselves to meeting planners to be able to tell them what the meeting offerings are here in Manhattan. Next week on Wednesday and Thursday, our team will be in Topeka at the Kansas Society of Association Executives annual meeting. That's where we will be presenting Manhattan to countless association executives. And then this year, we are doing something after hours, if you wish, that we will be inviting those after the trade show. We have invited executives to enjoy a dinner with the Manhattan business community. We'll have representatives from several of our attractions and hotels that will be able to have conversations about Manhattan and what our offerings are. We have a new video that will be shared that shows the overall activities that Manhattan has to offer, as well as we have a video that shows our hotels and the great meeting facilities that we offer here. And so both of those offerings will be shared with those meeting planners as we talk about choosing Manhattan as their meeting destination of choice.
Yeah, and of course, when you just think of how much meetings can really add to the economics of a city here like Manhattan, especially our size, it can really do a whole lot.
Oh, my goodness. It really can. And many times as meetings come into our community, there are some meetings that don't necessarily need the services of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, but we have a pretty good pulse of how many meetings are held here. And I do have those numbers of meetings and conferences and events that were held that the Visit Manhattan had a part in 2019. We hosted 240 conferences and events during 2019. That's up from last year of 2018, and we're very pleased with that, that again, as Manhattan continues to be a destination, a good meeting place, it's always good to know, and we set our sights on 2020 and beyond of that number continuing to go up. 240 conferences and events, that equals about 2,100 attendees that participated in that. We get excited about how many room nights that is, and that's a little over 15,000 room nights. But the most important thing for our community to understand, when a meeting happens, that generates an economic estimated impact in our community. And with those 240 conferences and events, that's an $18.7 million economic impact, and that is based on people staying in the hotels, shopping, spending money, dining out. As they come and meet, they spend money. It makes a big difference for our community. So we continue to be very diligent in attracting organizations to choose Manhattan.
And do we have enough space here, meeting space in Manhattan right now?
Absolutely. Our meeting space, well, there's never a meeting that is too small, or certainly we do have some space limitations, but our Manhattan Conference Center will be expanded. You will begin to see dirt being moved this next Monday. I believe Brad Everett with the Hilton Garden Inn and Manhattan Conference Center shared that with me yesterday, that the Conference Center expansion will be in full swing starting latter part of December and throughout the year, with the goal of it being completed in 2020, and that expansion will help us be able to hold more conferences all at the same time. We have great meeting space across the community of Manhattan, and what with that added space means that there can be a meeting going on at the Manhattan Conference Center, at the Bluemont Hotel, at the Holiday Inn at the campus, at Four Points by Sheraton. All of those are great full-service hotels that offer lodging, meeting rooms, dining in their facilities, and it's kind of a meeting opportunity all in one.
Yeah, kind of a one-stop shop.
Absolutely.
Again, we're talking with Karen Hibbard, Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. I want to talk a little bit with you about attracting businesses into Manhattan and kind of your role with the CVB in doing that.
With bringing, as people choose to come to Manhattan, certainly our efforts are to attract visitors to come to attend those meetings and conferences. The second goal that we have is to attract that leisure visitor for them to come. And as we do that, we feel that it is an opportunity for those businesses that are represented, for them to look at Manhattan. First, I think you always come to a community to visit first, and then you envision what it would be like to work in the community as well as live in the community. Manhattan needs to be very proud of our efforts as we have really worked diligently on that. But I think that our words of advice is don't give up, don't become content, because we constantly need to be working on attracting more business to call Manhattan home, for them to be able to see that it's a vibrant community with lots of offerings. And so as we work together as a chamber with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, with membership economic development together, we can make things happen.
All right. And that when you attract business, it doesn't just mean, you know, retail. It could be anything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We will be unveiling the first part of the year. We have this past year, we have invested quite a bit in a new video that is an overview of Manhattan. You'll see that on our social media efforts that gives an overview of Manhattan, talks about our landscape, talks about our shopping, our dining, and the activities that you can do year-round. And we'll be pulling those off so that there'll be 30-second segments of the overall video, if you wish, so you can see Manhattan as Manhattan truly is. Also, a tool that we use is our visitor's guide. We're very excited to unveil that new visitor's guide that will be coming out for the public to see in January as well. On the cover of it, it has a young person that is holding their phone, looking at Facebook that says, "Oh, Manhattan." And it is a great picture of an artist that has done a chalk drawing of Manhattan and her many offerings. We know that more and more people, as they're seeking information about Manhattan, they're using their device, their handheld device, their phone is the source that they go to. So all of our efforts have been really focusing on using social media effectively and doing that so that people are encouraged to learn more. And with that, I remind our listeners that go to our website, visit ManhattanKS.org. You'll see what all there is to do in Manhattan, if you're wondering what there is to do, but also how we entice those visitors to come and enjoy our community. Another thing that we're looking forward to in 2020, we also will be undergoing a new website. So not only is the conference center under construction, our website will be under construction as well. And that is anticipated to roll out probably the end of September of 2020.
All right. That'll be something good to look forward to here in the new year. And, you know, and the website is so vital because that's where a lot of people get their information anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Brandon, I just want to remind our listeners again that we celebrate the season, the holiday season, from the lighting of the tree to the dropping of the ball. So a reminder that don't forget that the Little Apple Ball Drop will be happening, smaller scale, but it will be happening in Aggieville on New Year's Eve. And it just gives people another reason to come to our community to enjoy the season here. So we always look forward to coming and being able to talk to you about all of the happenings that are in Manhattan. And we encourage you to invite others to visit Manhattan.
All right. Sounds good. Karen Hibbert again, Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. Thank you, and have a happy holiday.
Thank you. Same to you, Brandon.